Hey there, and welcome to the Confident Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Brooks. Join me as I sit down and chat with co-hosts, friends, and carefully curated guests and talk about all the things that empower you to become your best and most confident self. So let's get started. Hey there, and welcome back to another episode. So today I want to talk about the challenges that many of us face, and that is the struggle to prioritize ourselves. I know, I get it. It's a lot. We're like, how many more things do we have to do? Well, that's partly why I'm here to talk about this because, well, if we're being honest, we juggle a lot. Like, there's so much already on our plates that it feels like, when will there be time? When this thing happens, then I'll, or on Monday. And we tell ourselves every week on Monday, next Monday, and next Monday. But the reality is Mondays never come. And if you're anything like me and many other of our listeners, aren't we already professional multitaskers? Like, why is this so hard? And if we can multitask all these other things, why can't we multitask making ourselves a priority? Well, it's not so much about the multitasking, but what I am coming to find out is that it's really about the how-to. Like, we don't know how to do this. And we've already added so many other labels to our extensive laundry list of roles and responsibilities that it feels like we're drowning. And so we're looking for that way out. Anywhere between like work, family, relationships, our personal goals, it's super easy to let ourselves and our well-beings just really fall by that wayside. And we end up pushing ourselves to the limit. We neglect our mental, our emotional, and our spiritual needs. And we often feel burned out, leaving us just depleted and disconnected from ourselves. So that is why I asked this question. Because if you're feeling any of that, then this is a time for you to be like, yeah, maybe I'm multitasking, but not in a way that is conducive to the betterment of my health and well-being. So the truth is that we both know that no matter how much we do, we can't add time back to our day, and we can't pour from an empty cup, and we can't give what we don't have to give. So my question is, when? When will we ever have enough time to make you a priority? And what I mean by you is the individual that's listening that says, but all these other things are so important. I have to get this done, this work, this deadline. The kids are screaming, the husband's griping. I got dates and calls and all the things. And when am I just going to lay on the couch and just crash and chill and just feel like I can get my wits together? I get it. Yeah. We're all doing this. We're all striving. We're all trying our very, very best. But the question that we might come back and ask ourselves is, when is our best going to be good enough? And if you're asking yourself that question, you're good enough no matter what happens and no matter where you're at. That good enough is inherently your worth. However, when life and everything else that seems to get your attention puts you at the back seat as a non-priority, that's when we have settled into accepting that we're not good enough. But we are. We are beyond good enough. We are capable of so much, and we are capable of getting ourselves together in a way that makes us feel whole, makes us feel complete, makes us feel like we are a priority and we are worth fighting for, and we are worth just giving that extra mile and trying something different or trying something new until something sticks. And so that is really the premise of today's episode, is to talk about prioritizing you. And that's the key to confidence, because when we can step back and assess everything that's going on in our lives, we could put ourselves as that top priority, because we know when we're at our best, we can serve the rest. And believe me, by that laundry list of all the things that need to get done, well, man, do we need to be in a place of service? So the question to asking when, my answer in response to that is now. It's the moment you feel that wave of exhaustion, frustration, all that running through you. And again, you know that it's time. The time is when you just feel like there's nothing left to give. And I'm not here to add anything more to your plate, but my goal here is to help you see yourself as the priority. When you prioritize your health and well-being, it's about doing less to be more. It's about, you know, the whole work smarter, not harder saying. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. It's about recognizing yourself as the foundation for everything you do. When you prioritize your health and well-being, you become a better version of yourself. You become more confident, energized. You feel more secure. That nagging voice of self-doubt and insecurity starts to quiet itself. It starts to minimize. And sometimes it goes long periods without even piping up. Now, I think that's a huge win. But more importantly, we become more resilient. We become resilient when we feel knocked down and we're able to get back up. And when things don't go a certain way, or when, you know, anything can get thrown at us, we're able to bounce back and not be burnt out and exhausted and left on the sideline just waiting for somebody to help, right? I get it. Listen, I've been there a lot. And even though as many times as I can say all the things and do all the things, the reality is that I don't have my whole life figured out, but I'm just sharing tips and tidbits along the way that help with the intention to inspire, encourage, and empower you to get back up and try again. And some of the things that I keep going back to, which is really coming back to basics, is the fit from within philosophy. And that is really like my whole holistic approach to doing life, doing health, doing business, doing fitness. And it's really become this cornerstone. The four pillars are a way that I look at life as part of my health and well-being. And it goes beyond physical fitness. It focuses on those four key pillars, which we'll dive into in just a second, but I want to set the stage here in the tone, because when you have four pillars, think of it as the four legs of your table. It's supportive. It's strong. It's building that foundation. And when we focus on these key four pillars, they work together in balance and in harmony to create a strong foundation. So we know how, you know, weak and unstable a three-legged chair is, or a three-legged table, right? We need to have balancing pieces as cornerstones to help build that solid foundation. And so when it comes to the four key pillars, they are mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical health and well-being. So to dive in just real quickly, I'll just give you a quick descript of what mental health and well-being is. And this is really about managing our stress. It's about fostering positive self-talk. It's about quieting that inner critic and that narrative. And it's about cultivating a growth mindset. And the difference between a growth and a fixed mindset is really the ability that you can shift your perspective from I can't to I can. I won't to I will. I shouldn't to should. I couldn't to could. And all of these things are flipping the narrative and that script, because when we go from a fixed to a growth mindset, we're expanding our capabilities and possibilities to what else is beyond. And that sparks that curiosity and wonderment for us to go start exploring instead of accepting what is and what won't be, right? Because that's just a matter of how we view life. It's a matter of our perspective. And so also, talking about emotional health and well-being. What is that? It's really about learning to identify and manage your emotions. It's about building healthy relationships and setting boundaries. It's also about allowing yourself the permission to feel, to actually feel the emotions and sit with them and be okay with them and not try to minimize and bury ourselves in further distractions to numb out so that we don't feel. Because the beauty of that is we're equipped with these feelings for a reason. When we can feel the depths of certain things, like the heaviness or the frustration or the overwhelm, we can actually come to a place of understanding and compassion and empathy and allow us to tap further into what it means to really love and experience. And I think that that's what we're really after, if we're being honest. In addition, let's talk about spiritual health and well-being. What does that mean? For spiritual health and well-being, it's really about connecting to your higher purpose, your higher calling. It means, you know, believing in yourself and connecting with that sense of purpose, finding meaning in life, and practicing mindfulness. This could be time spent one-on-one with you and your creator or your higher power or source, whatever that is for you. It's about tapping into your soul, the expressions, the joy, the freedom, the fulfillment, all the things that come from your soul's longing that sometimes we tend to look outside ourselves externally to fill that void and that longing for something more. But that more is your soul's calling for a deeper sense of purpose and meaning. And I don't know about you, but I'm just in a season where that is what I'm craving. I'm craving so much more of that in my life. And finally, on the last pillar, which is our physical health and well-being, that's really taken in account our body, right? And how we're moving our physical being. How are we nourishing our body with whole, healthy, real foods, eating foods that are nutrient dense and filled with vitamins and minerals and just things that we typically wouldn't go to because we're in a fast-paced hurry, but it's allowing us time to prepare and pick and pluck and do all those things that we would do with the foods that we eat. It's about caring for our bodies and giving it ample rest and quality sleep and moving our body in a way that feels fluid to us, that feels energetic, it feels invigorating, right? Like exercising and working out. Now, those two words feel like work, right? I get it. But what if it's not? What if it's you find a passion or a joy for walking or running or yoga or Pilates or cycling or swimming or anything, really? I mean, the sky's the limit. And I feel like we would only limit ourselves by the potential or the limitations we put on how far we are willing to explore and try something new and creative. And maybe we've had some poor experiences with some sort of exercise, or we found ourselves trying to be those cardio bunnies while we really prefer some strength training and lifting heavy weights. You know, it's about you and your journey. And then, of course, when we pull all this together, we're taking into account the whole holistic approach to becoming a better version of ourselves. And so when we can address all four of these pillars simultaneously, which, again, I'm not adding more to your plate, I'm bringing in awareness so you can already see what is already set up and established. So we're not adding, we're just cleaning, we're addressing, we're taking note of areas that we can now take a deeper dive into and gain a deeper understanding of ourselves and how we can tap into our greater potential. So when we take all this into account, this isn't about just knowledge. I want to imply that knowledge with action is putting this into application. So let's take action and a few simple steps for self-care and prioritization and health and well-being are some of the tips and the strategies here I'm going to share in just a moment. But I want I want to take in that account that there's knowing what to do and actually doing are two different things. Again, knowing what to do and actually doing it are two different things. Knowledge without application is just knowledge. So here are a few simple steps that are really inspired by my whole Fit From Within philosophies, methodologies, the way that, you know, it helps me root and feel grounded. And I want to share a couple of those with you today. And the first thing is identifying your needs. I want you to take a few moments to really reflect on how you're feeling physically, mentally, emotionally. What is your soul longing for? What is it craving? Are you constantly exhausted? Do you struggle with self-talk? Is it negative? Is it critical? Judgmental? Just persistent? Ask yourself these questions, like really get to know that inner voice and start to have conversations with it. And I think that that's something that's unique and different is that if we're not attuned to our inner voice, sometimes we take it as commands and prompts that we have to, this has to be a must. But what if we start engaging in dialogue and conversation and we start to shift that narrative and soon that negative self-talk starts to just be self-talk, it's just conversation. And you get to pick and choose which bits that you want to engage in. And so once you are able to identify your needs and the voice and the differences between these, you can start to prioritize your self-care strategies and address them in a way that feels complete and whole and loving and ways that make you feel that you're moving the needle closer to the direction of where you want to go. And you start to dissipate some of that stress and those burdens and the overwhelm. Then another tip is to start small. Don't try to overhaul your life overnight. Don't try to like go at this, tackling it. And listen, I get it. You're the ambitious go-getter. We get it. But there's a time and a place to really go at things slow. Just as the slow and steady wins the race, right? So as we get to choose one or two small changes that we want to start implementing and taking note on as ways that we can realistically integrate into our daily routine, and that could be something as simple as daily mindfulness, setting that practice of checking in with yourself. How are you feeling? What do you need today? What's on your mind? What's something that you're looking forward to? How about nourishing yourself with a healthy breakfast? You're like, breakfast, what is that? I mean, I barely get to eat once a day, right? Sometimes that happens. We get it. But what could benefit you if you set aside a few extra minutes to prepare a healthy breakfast or a healthy meal? It doesn't even have to be breakfast. But breakfast, meaning your first meal of the day. What could that look like on a plate that would feel nourishing to your body, that would actually be delicious and exciting to make? And sometimes that can bring out some of that culinary creativity and just ways to try some new recipes or, you know, start something that you haven't done before. All those recipes that have been shared in social media or saved on your account, pull some of those up, give it a go. And then let's learn to celebrate the progress, no matter how small, big or small. This is all progress. And our goal here is not to strive for perfection, but to focus on progress. And when you can start implementing these micro changes, the macro changes and the macro level of results will gradually build upon your successes, right? So that's all coming through the small changes, implementing them, and watching over time those small wins build up to milestones. And you can look back at the through line of your life and start saying, wow, I knew that I couldn't do this overhaul overnight. I couldn't do this in a weekend or a month, But these little micro steps, again, are setting the stage to establish a lifestyle, not just more things to your plate. And then lastly on the tips, I encourage you to listen to your body. Listen to what your body is trying to tell you, that it's constantly sending you signals, getting in tune with, you know, is your mind and your belly, per se, connecting? Are you registering that you're even hungry or full? Are you registering when something hot or cold, or how you're feeling, or giving yourself that permission to just be still, be quiet, all those things, right? Pay attention to your energy levels and start to adjust your schedule as you need. And maybe your body is saying that it needs an extra hour of sleep, or a relaxing bath, or to phone a friend that you haven't talked to in forever, but every time you think of her or him, puts a huge smile on your face and you recall memories and moments of joy and laughter. Maybe it's just sending a text. Hey, I'm thinking of you. Let's catch up. There are little things like that. But if we're so busy doing, we forget to be. And in the being is where the magic happens. In the being is where we enter into a place of peace and love and joy and laughter and contentment and gratitude and meaning and purpose and fulfillment. I don't know about you, but that sure sounds a whole lot more enticing than, holy crap, I got to get this done. Everything's a rush. I don't even know what's going on. The kids have one shoe on and one foot out the door, and the husband's yelling, and the pets are screaming, and all the things, right? I don't know about you, but the former sounds a whole lot more enticing. So these are just a few tidbits and tricks and tips and strategies that I live by. And like I said at the beginning of this episode, I'm not perfect and not every day is perfect, but these are basics that you can always go back to and deeply root yourself in these four pillars of mental, emotional, and spiritual, and physical health and well-being. And then you build that solid foundation to which you can sit on, aka the chair, and you can lean on the table. And that is where we start to pull everything together and feel a place of quiet and inner stillness. And that is about creating that freedom found within. And so when we pull all this together, if you're interested in diving in deeper, I invite you to check out our newest resource, which is the Fit From Within 60 Days to Finding Freedom Journal. And it's really your guide to self-discovery, a comprehensive guide to that was really designed to be your one-stop shop for prioritizing yourself through self-discovery, through improvement, through habit tracking, through tracking your progress, to affirmations, to daily acts of self-care, and really setting you up for success to help you build and establish a healthy and sustainable lifestyle. Again, these are not quick fixes. These are not shortcuts, but this is about creating a lifestyle. So when life gets in the way of your plans and your hopes and your dreams, you can always return back home. And home is built on that foundation. So remember, prioritizing yourself is not a act of selfishness or a lack of being enough or worthy enough to even see the value in making yourself that priority. It's about prioritizing you because it's an act of courage and strength. And that's confidence. So by taking care of yourself, you're investing in a more confident, fulfilling, meaningful, and empowered version of you. So again, this is about you. So remember, small steps lead to those big changes. Start prioritizing your health and well-being today and watch your inner confidence soar. let that spark shine brighter. I mean, after all, isn't that what we're all here for? To become our best and most confident selves? Isn't that what we're here as far as wanting to reclaim that power that we're giving away to everybody to dictate and demand and pull and take and, you know, what's left of you at this point? I don't want you burning the candle at both ends. I've done that enough for all of us a million times over. And let me tell you, it sucks. And I wouldn't be here sharing these tips if I didn't believe in it and if I didn't need it and if I wasn't doing this in the very moment today, right now, with you. So this is coming fresh off the cuff. Like, I'm going back to basics and taking pages out of my own book. And I'm here with you. And I'm here constantly learning. And sometimes it feels like we're starting back at square one again. But we're never starting over completely. We're starting over on a new day, in a new year, in a new month, in a new perspective, in a new place altogether, because we're not the same versions we were yesterday or last week or even last year. The journey continues and we still have work to do. And that is about stepping into your power and unleashing the confident woman within. She's already there. Now, let's become her. So until next time, take care. Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Confident Woman Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did, please be sure to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. Thanks again for listening.